Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
With real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show. Let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. I don't know why I always sing that. If you haven't followed me on the podcast app that you're listening to me on, make sure to follow me. And if you can, give me a review or give me 5 stars on the app that you're on. Do it. That kind of shit really helps the show. What's really exciting now that I love is that Spotify has polls that I get to create for every episode, and they have questions that I could put out there and people get to comment on the episodes. I love interacting with my listeners about what I'm talking about on the episode. So make sure to comment. I get so excited when I get a comment. If you leave a rude comment about me or my guests, of course, I'm not going to air it. Okay. I get the option to post it or not. And I also can't post dirty ones that are flagged by Spotify. So if you leave a comment, make sure to keep it clean and keep it nice. Okay. But anyway, if you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. If you have a naughty, interesting story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, I'd love to also have you on my show. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a naughty confession that you want to be aired on an episode, I now do naughty confession episodes. I do one a week. You could call my confessions hotline. You could call that number 24/7, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I think you get 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need longer, just call back. I change the voices on them. I edit them together. You could call that number anytime you want. All of those anonymous confessions, even if they're not aired on an episode, or aired on my Patreon. And my Patreon is a really fun community. I have over 2,000 people on there. If you join for only $5 a month, you get all of my episodes early and ad-free. I do questions and answers and polls and stuff over there as well. I post all the anonymous confessions there. And I also post all the anonymous sexy pics of all of my guests all over there. And you also get access to my private Discord where people are allowed to post whatever they want. I don't get involved in the X-rated stuff, but people want to post stuff like that and they get to over on my Discord. So to get access for my Discord and get all the other stuff that I talked about, you got to join my Patreons, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. It's literally just $5 a month and I feel like you get a lot for that. So all of the links and the emails and the numbers and the websites and all that shit I just talked about are in the description, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. So today I have on Jim. Jim's been on before. I'm going to put the links, not the links, just the episode numbers of his previous episodes. He is a cuck and he's been a cuck for a long time. He's a self-professed cuck. He says he calls himself a cuck and he explains what he thinks a cuck is. He's by no means into humiliation, but he's very into his girl, his wife, is that he's been married to forever. He's very into her fucking other guys. She happens to have 2 long-term booty calls and she also fucks other people. He loves nothing more than his wife going out and fucking other guys. We do start off talking about a recent episode that happened with his wife. They met a guy, a local guy. They've really been looking for a local guy. They thought they hit the jackpot. She wound up getting involved with him and things didn't turn out well, and then we start with that story because in this episode, we wanted to talk about and focus on what to do and what not to do if you want to be a bull, quote unquote, to a couple. Okay. We also talk a little bit about how to get your wife into hot wifing if that's your thing, but this is more so talking about what to do and what not to do if you want to be invited in and get to fuck some guy's wife. We're talking bigger picture here. He's using his real life scenarios to give information out to guys out there that want to get involved with couples of what to do, what not to do. And he's the guy to give that information because he's professional. Like I said, him and his wife have been cucking and hot wifing since the dawn of times. He does explain what he thinks a cuck is and why he is a cuck and what he's interested in, why cucks love their girls to go out and fuck other guys and don't really care about fucking girls. And he explains the reason why that's the case. Okay, you need to listen to that, all you guys that are going to be like, oh, why can't he go out and fuck other people? It's not fair. His wife has boyfriends, blah, blah, blah. He explains it, okay? That's what we discuss on this. We're talking about cuckolding, hot wifing, and being a bull. What to do, what not to do, okay? You want to fuck a guy's wife? Listen to this episode. Jim's going to tell you. Now, listen, Jim does have a blog. He's been blogging about his cuckold lifestyle for a very long time. He's got over 700 posts. There's pictures on there, all kinds of good stuff. Okay, so if you want more information about Jim's past, you could go to his blog post. You could also listen to his other episodes with me. They were super interesting. You get his whole backstory on those episodes. I'll put the numbers in the description as well. But anyway, I'm going to be right back on with Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome back to the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
How are you today, Kathy?
I'm doing good. It's good to talk to you. You are a longtime listener, caller, guest of my show, right? You've called in numerous times. You live a very interesting, exciting, successful cuck life. I don't know if you consider yourself a cuck. I think you do. You got a hot wife. Yeah, you got a hot wife. I'm going to put your episode numbers in the description. And so if people want your full backstory, they could go and listen to those episodes because they're great episodes. But on this episode, it's going to be like one of my guy talk episodes. We're just going to talk about the whole cuck hot wife scenario. You're like a professional. You've been doing it for a long time. You're one of the first guys that came on my show to talk about this. And ever since then, especially recently, I would say in the last 3 years, I hear from more and more men that are into this. You've been doing this successfully since the dawn of time. That's why I was like, you are the perfect person to come on here as the expert, the cuck expert, the cuck house hot wifing expert. That's who you're going to be today, Jim. Okay.
Okay.
But let's start, though, with your update. You do have an update about your wife. She's got a new, what would you call it, bull? She's got a new bull in her stable?
Yeah, if you want to use that term, we don't. But
what term do you use?
Some people like to use them. I just call them friends with benefits. But
yeah,
bull's
like
okay, I guess. Yes, she hooked up with a guy recently. We follow a band locally. And we go to all their performances. They become good friends, all the band members. And I was with her. We always go together. And there was a guy, and I could see him looking at her, and I saw her kind of glance over at him. And I didn't pay much attention to it. And we started seeing him come to some of the performances. So anyways, there was a show on a Saturday, and I couldn't be there because I had to go see some family members. And so she went by herself because she still likes the band. And apparently they started talking. She told me this after I got back. And they exchanged Facebook, I guess. I don't even do Facebook. I don't even know how to spell it. But they did. They hooked up on Facebook. And apparently we live real close to the ocean. And he had sent her a picture of a sunrise or something, and I think. And anyways, they decided they liked to go to the beach and take pictures. So they agreed to go to the beach, and he knew that I was married to her. This is funny because it's always been a fantasy of mine that she just hook up with somebody at a bar or something. We even tried to make it happen, and it never worked out. So they went to the beach one morning, and she goes over to the beach with him and just kind of took a picture of them sitting on the beach sand together, just their legs, and they seemed to enjoy it. And he asked her, like, does your husband know you're here? And she said, yeah. And somehow or another, this guy, I found out later, has claimed to have been involved with couples that are in a cuckold.
So he could smell you guys from a mile away. You know what I mean?
We must have put out some kind of vibe or
totally,
something.
Totally. You know? Totally.
So anyways, she came home. I don't think anything happened that day, but they agreed to meet again a few days later. And make a long story short, she winds up over at his apartment, which is not far from us, and she gives him a blowjob. And she comes home and tells me about it. Of course, I'm excited. Yeah, how'd it go? I give him a blowjob. Well, things must have gone fairly well then. And He starts texting her and blah, blah, blah. And then they hook up again a couple of weeks later because we had things to do. And they wound up in his apartment. I think she actually fucked him. And I think it happened one more time after that. He started texting me and he's sending me pictures. I guess he'd stand in front of a mirror and take a picture in a pair of tight spandex shorts with his dick. I'm like, I don't need to look at this guy's dick. I really don't. I know what a
God,
dick
so
looks
funny.
like. I've got one myself. I realize he's excited. He's got a hard on. It's obvious to tell he's got a hard on. Great. I'm glad she excites you. And he keeps texting me. And it got old after a while. And I finally said, enough with the texts. He's telling me what he's going to do to her and how he's going to do it, what he did to her and how he made her come. And well, when they hooked up, he had some photographs that he took. And I wound up editing them and putting them on the blog because she wanted to write about it. I wrote about it. She had a good time. But she had told him several times, look, I'm not going to be your girlfriend. You're not going to be my boyfriend. This is going to be a once in a while kind of thing. Whenever the mood hits, it's not going to be a weekly thing, a daily thing, anything. Anyways, he keeps texting and texting and texting. And then he wanted to get hook up with her. And we had things to do. We had already made plans. And she says, no, I can't do it. And so he gets all pissy at her and befriends her from Facebook. Well, you don't,
Oh my
you're a
God.
lady. If you've ever hooked up with a guy and he befriends you from Facebook, I don't think you're going to be too interested in fucking him again.
No.
That's just my guess. Well, it's certainly my wife's guess. So she basically said, look, we can continue to be friends. We'll see you at the concert. You're welcome to come over and say hello, but I don't think we're going to be hooking up anymore. So you'd think that he would have taken that as a no, but he continues to this day to occasionally send texts. And I'm thinking, as soon as the text comes in, I'm thinking to myself, he just wants to try to hook up with her again.
Of course. I'm waiting. When he get, well, I'm just going to tell you, when he gets really desperate and he realizes none of this bullshit is working, he's just going to send a straight up dick pic. He's just going to go right there. Trust me, I know how these guys roll. He's just being phony right now. He's going to get right to that point where he's going to get even worse. Trust me, I know how this goes.
He probably will. Hold on one sec. Hold on one second.
Sure.
This is a surprise. Sally, you're going to say hello to Kathy and tell her you really exist.
Oh
I
my
really
God.
exist.
I
I really
believe you.
do.
I listen, I've never doubted him, but you know, for all the guys out there that are listening to this story, here's the proof. Sally, the hot wife that we've been hearing about for the
Oh,
longest
I didn't know
time.
this was going to happen.
And I didn't know this was going to happen. He just walked out. So this took me by surprise. But yeah, I really exist.
So it's nice to have you actually on. If you ever want to come on and tell the whole story yourself, you're more than welcome. You know that.
He's been trying to get me to. I've been shy, but maybe one of these days I will.
Okay, awesome. Well, it's an open invitation whenever you want. You just take that link and book it.
Okay, I'll give you back to him.
All
Bye-bye.
right, thanks, Sally. Nice to meet you.
Well, talk about manipulation. She had no idea that was going to happen.
That was good. I like it. That was a good surprise.
Yeah, because I've had people say that they want to hear from her, like she really doesn't exist or something. And I've gotten some private messages like, oh, I don't believe that she exists.
Yeah,
Well, she
because I
really
think,
does.
no, because I think it's a lot of guys, because this is the thing. And like I said to your wife, I just think that they're just so jealous that they can't believe that it's true. It's almost like too good to be true because they can never imagine it happening for them. They don't believe it imagines it's happening for you. So they tend to doubt. I believe that. And let me just tell you, like a lot of guys are calling in with phony fucking hot wife stories because they're like making up this fantasy. Your story really exists. Hey guys, do you know that you have a G spot? That's right. Guys have a G spot too. And you want to know where it is? It is hidden right underneath your taint. Now, I'm sure most of you know where your taint is, but for those who don't, it's that little tiny, super sensitive strip right between your balls and your asshole. Now, listen, if you stimulate your male G spot, you're going to have what's called a prostate orgasm. Now, I never had a prostate orgasm because I'm a chick, but the guys who have called into my show who have had them talk about it being the best effing orgasm they've ever had. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about the Butter Wellness Personal Massager. Their personal massager is designed to externally stimulate the male G-spot. That's right. You don't have to put anything inside of you to have a prostate orgasm. You just take their personal massager and you put it right on your taint and you're going to have a prostate orgasm. And not only that, massaging your taint is going to increase your blood flow, give you stronger erections, and if you have any kind of ED going on, it's going to help with that too. And right now, Butter Wellness is offering my listeners 20% off your order when you enter the code STRICTLY at butterwellness.com. That's butterwellness.com. Use my code STRICTLY to get 20% off your order. Go to butterwellness.com, use code STRICTLY to get 20% off and have yourself the best orgasm ever. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description. Listen,
it does.
Yeah, and that you're giving like this story right now. I forgot. It is really a story about what not to do if you want to fuck some guy's wife. Because listen, everyone has a different thing that turns them on. You love the fact that your wife goes out and fucks another guy. Some guys like to fuck other guys' wives, right? That's what the quote unquote bull is into. Everyone's into different things. This guy obviously was into fucking some guy's wife, but he wasn't into it the way you were. Like, he wanted you to be involved. He wanted you to be looking at his cock. It wasn't working.
Yeah, and one night the band was playing at a venue, and it was a night thing, and this guy gets up early in the morning because he goes to work, and I get up early in the morning, and so does my wife. So anyways, he comes to the show, and he wants to sneak off with her, which we thought was a lot of fun, because we're there with all our friends who think we're Mr. and Mrs. And my wife and I are very, very affectionate with one another in public. And we've had numerous people come up and say, oh, how long have you guys been together? And when they hear that we've been together for 30 years, they go, no, it's not possible, because we're that much in love. And it really shows. So he wanted to sneak off with her. And we did, right in the middle of everything. And I took a picture of him making out with her around the corner. And then I bet he spent a day texting me about it. It's like, okay, yeah, I know what y'all did. It was fun. And he just couldn't seem to understand that. Look, my wife likes to be by herself when she's with a guy, and I am really okay with that. Of course, I love to watch, and sometimes she'll let me, but most of the time she wants to be by herself, and I am cool with that. And what you can't see can be as erotic as what you can see, and sometimes people have a hard time with that, and that's okay. You do what you want to do, and let us do what we want to do. And he could not seem to get it through his head that, number one, this ain't a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. And number two, that I don't need to be there. I don't need to be participating. If she wants to give me details, she gives them to me. And if she doesn't, that's part of the tease too. I like that. And sometimes she just dangles enough in front of me where I want more. And she says, no, that's all you're getting. So that's really cool. And I think on the people we've hooked up with, or she's hooked up with, I say we, both of us have known about it and been involved with it. This is the one guy that he just did not work. And we were really disappointed, because we would like somebody locally that can come by every once in a while when everybody's in the mood, and she hooks up with them and they do what they want to do, or I'm involved, whatever the case might be. We like to go to a clothing optional beach, and we had agreed we would go to this beach with him, and I'll come back to our place and see what happened after that. And it didn't happen. Because this guy just tried to make a nuisance out of himself, and to the point where you think, is he a stalker?
Yeah, he's, well, that's like boundary issues. When you clearly set boundaries with somebody and they keep pushing them, like that's not somebody you want to do business with because something's a little off there. You know, most people know how to fucking respect a boundary. And if somebody doesn't and can't, then there's a little, there's something off there. And I don't fuck with people like that.
Absolutely. And I guess some people have this idea that cuckolds are wimpy guys. Well, if you know me, I am not a wimpy guy. As a matter of fact, I think I intimidate most of the guys she's with because I'm big. I'm in really good shape. I can kick ass. I have kicked ass. And I'm not going to let anybody hurt her. And first of all, this guy's smaller than me in size. And I could probably pick him up and throw him halfway across the room. And I would if I had to. But he just couldn't seem to, I don't know who he's been involved with in the past, but their fantasy is not our fantasy. And I think that guys that want to get involved with couples have to, number one, respect the marriage. They have to understand the dynamic of that particular couple. And he didn't get it. He's typical of a lot of guys. We've met people for drinks and we just knew that it wasn't going to work. And we've had to tell them, look, you're a nice person. We like you, but this is not going to work.
But what did those couples do that was a red flag to you guys? Anything specific that you could think about that you remember?
I'll give you an example. There's an urban term that girls use to describe guys called scrubs. Matter of fact, there's a song called Scrubs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We met a guy that was a total scrub. He looked like he had just left his mother's basement after playing video games. He was young, very young. We knew that he was young when we started, but hey, well, let's see if this might work. And I told him, look, there's a big age difference here, so this might not work, but we'll give you a shot. And this guy had zero personality. He was not the kind of guy that was going to take her by the hand and lead her into the bedroom. And she was going to have to basically teach him everything. I'm not even sure he'd ever had sex with a female in his entire life. And he was a nice person as far as that he wasn't dangerous, he wasn't obscene, he wasn't gross. And I told him, I said, it's the age difference is not going to work. And we would be leading you on to say that it did. So we had a nice meal and then we parted company. He looked like he hadn't had a bath in at least 2 weeks.
Right. That's the problem. But also I do find, though, and this happens in the swinger, in the lifestyle as well, I hear from couples that unfortunately, after you've been doing these kinds of things for a long time, sometimes just being a newbie, it works against you. A lot of couples wind up realizing that it works better with people that have been doing this for a while, as opposed to somebody that this is their first time.
This is true. And we try not to discriminate against that.
Huh?
She has been with a couple of guys that it's the first time they were with a married woman.
Mm-hmm.
But they were the kind of guy that she likes. They were good looking. They were intelligent. They were take charge without being a domineering asshole about it.
Yeah.
There's a difference between a guy that can take charge in the bedroom and a guy that thinks he's Joe Domination. You know, I think you understand what I mean. Could you like a guy that knows what he's doing, or at least pretends like he knows what he's doing, and it takes the lead without being oppressive about taking the lead?
Yeah, for sure. And, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think girls find that kind of guy attractive, the leader kind of guy that knows how to treat a lady like a lady and knows that if he's involved with a couple, that he knows his place in that relationship. Years ago, I hooked up with a couple and the guy kept saying, I want my wife to have a real man, you're it. So I kind of understood his fantasy and I would play onto that and I'd say, you go stand over there and I don't want you to touch her before we get together and stuff like that. I wouldn't do that with any couple. He had to explain to me what he was looking for and what he wanted.
And that's where that guy got it wrong, this most recent guy. Sending you pics of his cock in a little Speedo or whatever he was sending. He's got to check with you first if that's how you roll and that's what you're interested. I feel like that's a different kind of kink. Sometimes the husband wants to be involved. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes he's bi. Sometimes he's not. Sometimes he doesn't want to be there. Sometimes he does. There's all different ways of that people like to engage. And I think you have to communicate about that in the beginning or at least ask those questions maybe. So because I think that that was like crossing a line to just start sending it to you and talking to you like that.
Absolutely. And it's my wife has had a guy come over here when I was here. And I said, do you mind if I take a picture of her sucking her dick? And he said, no, just make sure my face is not in it.
Exactly.
I said,
yeah.
Okay, agreed. Understood. But I wasn't going to walk over there with the camera and start snapping pictures of her sucking his dick.
Exactly.
I know she's okay with it. So those things, when you're starting out, they have to all be discussed. And I thought she made it pretty clear to him by the way she described their meeting to me that she had discussed all this. I can understand some husbands want to see a guy's dick, see how big it is.
Totally. That's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Small penis thing and stuff like that. I'm not into that. I would hope that the guy has a dick that he knows how to use. And my wife personally is more impressed with the size of your personality than the size of your penis. And I think a lot of women are. A guy with a small penis that has a good personality and knows how to use that small penis is going to go a lot further than a guy with a big dick that doesn't know how to use it and thinks the world revolves around it.
Right, but there are a lot of cucks, though, and I hear it all the time, and I always ask the question, like, why, or I used to wonder, like, why? What is it about that way bigger dick that guy is fantasizing about? And what I find the reason is that most of the time what these guys are enjoying the most is seeing their wife pleasured. And a lot of times the bigger the dick, the louder the moaning, the more expressive her face is. And that's like what that guy is getting off on. I always wondered, are you into the bigger dick because you like dick? But really, it's about their wife just liking the dick more. So for you guys, I could see why it wouldn't work, because it's like your wife could care less. She really cares about the person. She's not a size queen. So I'm assuming you love seeing her pleasured. And so if she's pleasured by a guy with a great personality, that's all you need. I think that's what that big dick is about for a lot of cucks and stags.
Absolutely. And the two guys that she's been long-term with, they both have really big dicks. I've seen the one guy.
I remember that. I hate to say it. I was going to say something. I thought she was a size queen because her guys are very big.
No, she claims not to be.
Yeah.
I haven't seen her turn one down. And I don't know if I told you this story, and I think it goes right into what I'm talking about. Don't be that kind of guy. We met a guy at a party. You interviewed the hostess a while back, a few years ago, and we went to the final party, and my wife has always kind of had an eye out for this guy. He's a different race. He's Asian, and I've always had a fantasy about doing an Asian girl, and she said, I think I'll get to do my... an Asian person before you do. and so she's a very shy person. And this is the first guy that she ever allowed to fuck her in a room full of people while the people watched. And I was one of the watchers. And he came down and spent a weekend with us on our weekend anniversary. This guy knows exactly how to be a gentleman. He brought her, on our anniversary, he brought her a dozen red roses. He offered to get the hotel room, but we had already gotten it. And we spent a weekend there on our anniversary. Well, I actually got to be there and watch him fuck my wife on time after time after time and watch her come and come and come. And it was a very, very hot weekend for us. And he's a very good friend. He's a very professional, extraordinarily intelligent guy, handsome, good looking. He is not underendowed by any shape of the imagination. And if anybody ever had a stereotype that Asian guys are small down there, well, he breaks that stereotype. I don't know about the rest of them because I haven't seen too many naked Asian guys. He will call us up or text us on the holidays and wish us a happy holiday, whatever it may be. Treats me with the utmost respect, treats her with the utmost respect, but is not afraid to take her by the hand and just lead her into the bedroom. And he doesn't ask me for permission to do it. He just knows that he can. So he's the kind of guy that gets it right because he took the time to listen to what we liked and what she liked.
And then he gave her exactly what she was looking for. And that's what it's all about. What I want to know, because I think that it's important to get the what to do, what not to do as the bull, the guy that wants to be that guy and meet a couple and make it happen the right way. But also what I get a lot of questions about from a lot of guys are like, you know, how do you get your wife into doing this? You are a guy that has a wife that's been doing this for a very long time. Can you go back and remember and give some tips to guys that really want their wives to be into it and talk to them about how to do that or what to do, what not to do in that scenario?
Sure. The first thing for any guy that has the idea that he wants to do this, you're not going to manipulate her into doing it. I'll tell you that right now. So what you have to do is say, honey, can we talk a little bit about sex and fantasies and things? And somehow or another, you're going to have to break the ice. That's the hardest part, is to say, I'd like to talk to you about a fantasy that I've had. And before I talk to you about it, please don't get mad. I love you and I want you to know that I love you, but this is my fantasy. And hopefully they have a good enough relationship where she's not going to go, oh, that's gross and disgusting, and walk out and leave him alone. Because I think wives that do that are being very cruel, because that's why so many people struggle with, how do I get my wife into this?
Because that's their biggest fear. Their biggest fear is that their wife's going to be like, ew, gross. Whatever that is that you're putting on the table, whether it's your fetish, that you want her to fuck other guys, that you're into guys, you know, whatever. It's the biggest fear is rejection for what you're into. Because really what you're saying is like, I don't like you for you. That's really what it's all about. And
Absolutely.
That's the scariest thing for anybody.
So I see this on forums a lot of places, and discussion groups, and I'll say, well, you can always bring up the fact that you heard a podcast or you saw an article that people are doing this, or, hey, sweetheart, I was looking the other day and found out that Google says the most sought after fantasy in 2023 was cuckolding. There was like 9 million. And do you know what that is? Because I didn't know what it was. And then talk about that. And then look at her and say, would you ever consider something like that? If I could convince you, I'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
And she might say no, or she might say, yeah, it's okay as a fantasy. And if that's what she says, go with the fantasy. I think we did a couple of things where we pretended we had a third guy in there. Some people will do it with, they'll pretend a dildo is the third guy. If that's all she wants is the fantasy, then I think that first and foremost, you have to respect the fact that she didn't throw you out of the bedroom when you told her your fantasy. And if she says, I don't want to do it anymore, then take her at her word for that. Occasionally, I think it's okay to go back and check and say, have you given it any more thought? Lots of people are doing this and they're having successful marriages. And if they've heard this podcast, take her over and listen to the podcast and listen to a happy wife. You've got lots of people now that have done podcasts where the wife has called in and said that she likes it. I think you've even had a couple where they've called in and said that it didn't work for them. And don't dismiss those people, because you can wind up very easily into that situation where this ain't working for you. And if that's the case, both of you all need to be able to back off of it.
I like to show every kind of story, because I think you learn from both, especially from the stories that don't go well. I feel that those are great stories to listen to realize, like what you just said, hey, how to go about that and what to do if that's the case, like back off and before it ruins your relationship, but as well as what not to do, and maybe so that you don't wind up in that place being unsuccessful at it. And I can't tell you how many times I've had people on my show where they were just fantasizing about it, and that fantasy over time, not like in 3 months, over time, sometimes in years, it became something that woman was more comfortable living out in reality, and they did live it out in reality. So if you start with that, you never know. There's a window of opportunity that it might roll over into it actually happening in real life. There's that possibility.
Absolutely. There was a well-known swingers club in New York City years ago. I won't mention the name. You probably know the name. It started with a P.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually opened up a branch in South Florida. And one time I said, I think it was, we were having a Halloween party there or something. And I said, let's go to this club. I said, I told her, I said, it's a swingers club. I said, we don't have to do anything. I said, we don't have to engage with anybody. I just like to see what's going on. They're supposed to have good music, good food, etc. So she said, okay, with those ground rules in place, we went. And people were dancing, having a good time. It was a very sexual, sexy atmosphere. And I think she enjoyed that. She wasn't ready to meet a guy. I wasn't ready to meet a girl. We were both just kind of, we were both curious. We were looking to see what was going on.
Right.
And I got up to go to the bathroom. And this guy who had been, it was obvious he was looking over at. While I was in the bathroom, he comes up to her. This is what guys should not do. We're in, they're in a, you have to remember, you're in a swingers club where people hook up with other couples and people sometimes hook up with single guys and or single women. Do not walk over to the woman, if you're a guy, and say, hey, you want to ditch the guy you're with and come out, go off with me? And that's exactly what this guy said to her. And she looked at him like a dog staring at a clock and just said, goodbye. And I came out and I'm looking at him and she's looking at me like this weirdo. And she whispers into what he said. And I just looked at him and I said, get lost. He didn't even have enough brains to walk away. And so don't be that guy. Oh, and this new guy that she met, the second time she goes over to see him, it was early in the morning, and he had gotten up. He had been sleeping all night. So she goes over to see him, and she, when we meet somebody, we're always showered and clean-shaven and smelling good, not with a lot of perfume or anything, because especially if the guy's married, she doesn't want to leave Chanel number 5 all over him. And she goes over there, and he hasn't even taken a bath yet or brushed his teeth. So she said, he didn't smell very good today. So don't be that guy that doesn't bathe before you hook up with somebody.
You would think that people would know that that's disgusting.
That is. If you're into sweaty sex, fine, then go for it. But, you know, until somebody says I'm really into sweaty sex and not bathing, don't be that person.
No, they should really like it's because it, to me, it's like looking a gift horse in the mouth. Like you have this like amazing opportunity that comes around sometimes once in a lifetime. Like you've been chosen by this couple. This man is going to let you fuck his wife. This woman is going to fuck you and she barely knows you. And you're going to get this whole experience. Like I said, that probably isn't going to come around. Couples are picky. You've been picked. Show up like it's a job interview. You're in your best clothes. You're showered. Your best manners. Like you would think that's the way someone would roll, but that's the way you have to, or you could lose that opportunity. Women are picky. Okay. I'm going to tell you as a woman, the littlest things could turn a woman off and she needs a lot to turn her on. It's not like a guy, yes. A big pair of tits is going to get him. It's not, we're wired very differently. So
I know a peak of panties can bring a heart on, but a peak of a guy's dick ain't going to get your pussy wet.
No, you know? That's not all it takes. You don't just show up unshowered and maybe you have a big dick and she can see it. That's not going to do it. It's those flowers that guy did. It's good conversation. It's making her feel safe and respected that she knows. Because this woman's going to be vulnerable with you. She's getting naked with you. A woman has to feel comfortable with a man to go there with him. So, you know, yeah, you don't want to be that alpha guy that's so on her that she's going to be like, what the fuck? Especially if she's going to be fucking you when her husband's not there. It's one thing if you're there and she knows she's got backup, but a woman's not going into a scenario where she's going to fuck a guy that she doesn't know that gives any kind of stink of being a fucking asshole. You know what I mean?
No, it's not going to happen.
No.
And here's the difference between the guy that got basically told, don't come back. Don't call us. We'll call you.
Yeah.
And the guy that we invited to our anniversary. When I invited him, I'd send him an email, and he said, how could I say no? I am so honored that you would even consider this.
Right.
And that's exactly the way he said it. And when he called her up, he said, I can't believe you'd even consider me for this. The humbleness and the humility that he showed went a lot to why we picked him.
Yeah, it shows that he's not taking it for granted. A woman feels like when she's giving you her pussy, she feels like she's giving you her fucking gold. And when if you delete her on Facebook, she's fuck you. I just gave you gold. That's why women get pissed. It is something secret to them. It's just the way we roll. It's very different. A man will go plant a seed everywhere. He could care less if he knows your fucking name. Women are just different.
They are. And I had a girl a long time ago, maybe in high school or college, explained it to me. She said, for a guy, sex is external. Your dick's on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
For a girl, we're inviting you in to share a part of our body from the inside, not from the outside.
True. And yeah.
Guys have to understand that when a girl says she wants to, I've heard the term before, I want you inside of me, he ought to be really blessed that she said that to him, because
yeah.
Girls don't say that to everybody.
No, you know? Inside, like you said, yeah, that's so much more personal. It's very personal.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
And it's and when people are, this goes to the guys too. We have a profile on a swingers site, and we get occasional contacts from it. The average email goes something like this. Hi, want to hook up? Hi.
With a dick pic?
You're hot.
Yeah.
Hi. Want to fool around? Hi. Yo, I'm Joe. Okay. And we have a very, it's right there if you bothered reading the profile. Guys who send a polite email describing themselves and what they like will get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to the point now where I don't even respond to the hi. Hey, hit me up. Let's hook up. That is not the way to introduce yourself to a girl or to a couple. Tell them a little bit about you. You don't have to give them your life story, but hey, you know, I work in engineering, or I'm a car mechanic, or whatever you are. I'm respectful. I bathe, whatever you do. I've got a wife and 9 kids, whatever it is. And if the guy is married, be upfront about it. Don't try to say I'm single, but I can only hook up in the daytime.
Right. Yeah. So obvious that you're lying. Exactly. Those are the kind of things that are a big turnoff and a red flag.
And a red flag. Yeah. And I can't tell you the number. I don't know why guys think they can get away with it. But the guys that try to pretend that they're girls, it's amazing.
Oh, really? I'm sure that happens all the time.
Guys communicate a whole lot differently than women communicate.
It's true.
And women can actually put a sentence together. Most men can't.
Once took to over my old co-host was real afraid of rejection and wanted to go onto a dating website, but he hated that girls rejected him. So I'm like, I'm going to take over your profile and I'm going to hook you up. Let me just tell you, I got the deuce chills when I read my emails to these chicks. I was like, I can't do this for you. I am obviously writing a check. This is not good. I'm making you sound ridiculous. I don't know how to talk like a guy. And I'm very guy-like when it comes to being a woman, right? I'm a little bit more testosterone than most women. And I still can't chat like a dude. I didn't know how to do it. It's hard.
No, you chat like a girl, dude.
Yes, exactly. 100%. Yeah. Yes, correct.
I think all the men love your open sexuality and openness.
Yeah.
But you're a girl, and I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, you know? And I can't write like a guy. And like you said, it is a very different thing. My sentences were so ridiculous. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. It's obviously that I'm it's obvious that you're a chick on this dating website.
Yeah. And so... And then, yeah, I don't know. It just, some guys just try to make, they go out of their way to make assholes out of themselves, I guess. And there are a lot of couples like us that would love to have a guy that's local come by every once in a while and hook up with us or hook up with her when the mood fits, when everybody's schedule meets it. And if you're going to call a couple up or call a wife up and say, yeah, I'll be the guy that we hook up. If we have a lot of chemistry, I'll be a regular. And then you ghost them after the first meeting, like we've had done to us. And that's all you're trying to do is get another notch in your bedpost. Don't be that guy. We can usually pick them out. This one guy did fool us a while back, about a year and a half ago. And I feel bad that I got fooled, but she got fooled, I got fooled. And
it reminds you that you're never going, that you have to always be on the lookout. And that's all that is. No matter how old you are, no matter, how professional you are, no matter how much experience, you could still be taken. So it reminds you, okay, now I got to add this to my list of what to watch out for. It's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that had gotten in touch with us about 6 months ago. And I noticed something about him that I thought my wife would like. So I actually, I brought his profile to my wife and said, "Is this a guy? Does he look like somebody you'd like to meet?" She said, "Yes, definitely." So I reached out to him, and I knew about the occupation that he was in, and he told me about it, and we agreed to meet at a local restaurant. And then he started sending some texts the next day to her that he expected more to happen on the than what we agreed on. And so I sent him, "Look, hey, I just wanted to remind you that this is a meet and greet with no expectations that it's going to go any further." And he said, "Okay." And then he called us up the day before and said they changed his work schedule and he's going to have to postpone the meeting. "Well, thank you for calling. We appreciate it." So he calls us the next day and says, "Okay, I got my work schedule. We can meet tomorrow at the same time if that's agreeable to you." "Yes, it is." So we go there and he never showed up. And about 3 days ago, I get a message in my inbox, "Hey, you're a hot couple. I'd like to hook up with you." And I said, "If you ever contact us again after having stood us up twice, I'll report you to the web administrator as a flake and a wacko. Don't ever contact us again. I haven't heard from you." But he's the kind of guy that puts out so many emails to people. He doesn't even know who he's contacted and who he stood up. And he's just a wacko. You gotta watch out for people like that. Don't be that guy.
Yeah. You would think if you're a woman offering up free pussy to some guy, no strings attached, that it would be like super easy and you'd have a line of available guys and you'd have somebody every day of the week that you wanted. But that's not the case, unfortunately. As a woman who's had long-term booty calls, like I always stick with just one because I know it's hard to find. You know what I'm saying? And that's why your girl has had long-term. She has two guys that are long-term. She's lucky because it's not easy to find. You would think it is, but it's not.
And I'll tell you, from seeing the body pictures that you've displayed on some of your videos, you're a very fuckable person.
Totally. Yes, totally. No, a guy would be lucky to get me to just like fuck him and send him out to the pastures and never text him and not ask anything from him. I don't even want dinner, okay? Like just a service call. But it's not easy to find somebody that lines up with what I want as a woman, which is all the same things that you're talking about. Like you need to be fucking cool. You got to be respectable. You can't be a fucking flake. You can't push boundaries, all that kind of stuff. And that's why when I find that right person, I've had very long-term booty calls like your wife does. And it's because when you find a good one, you stick with it because it's not easy to find.
It's not. And that's why the two guys she's had that have been long term, they've been long term.
Yeah,
Uh,
that's what
she
I
doesn't
mean.
see them
Yeah.
often, but when she does, it's very spontaneous for the one guy, and she's never been disappointed as far as the sex goes.
And I'm sure
And
he's not either. He's got a variety. He's a free pussy. This she wa shows up. She asks nothing of him. She leaves. This is, like I said, every guy's fantasy. But if you want to be that guy in a no strings attached booty call situation without someone blowing up your phone and fucking up your relationship if you have one on the side, you got to be cool and you got to listen to what you are saying on this episode. You got to check off all those boxes.
My wife is the perfect unicorn for a married guy because she never calls him.
Right.
She
I
never makes
remember
any
that. Yep.
demands of him. She waits for them to call her. If they call her, she's happy. If they don't call her, she's okay, fine. They're either lost interest or they can't hook up with her. And I think she saved the one guy's marriage because he can fuck her anytime he wants, basically, unless we're doing something or not in town. That's happened a couple of times. And she's never made a demand on him. He's never had to take her out to dinner. It's strictly a fucking relationship, and they have a great time together. They've spent overnights with each other. And I'm convinced he would have been divorced a long time ago if he didn't find somebody like her. So we're out here. All you got to do is look for us and just treat us nicely, and you've got free pussy for life.
Yeah, let's spend the remaining of our time just defining the difference, like talking about the difference between cuck, stag, hot wife, vixen, because you did mention early on, like I'm a cuck, but people tend to think cucks are wimps, and I'm certainly not one. I think a lot of times people think if I call someone a cuck, that humiliation has to be involved, but a lot of times it's not. What's your definition or the difference between cuck and stag, and why do you consider yourself a cuck?
I consider myself a cuckold because, first of all, I want to be. I guess that's the biggest thing.
That's interesting. I like that. Yeah.
Because she can hook up with anybody she wants, anytime she wants. She doesn't need my permission. She didn't even have to tell me about it if she doesn't want to. I'm glad that she does, for safety reasons, if nothing else. But they can do anything they want. There's no rules as far as that goes. She's got a free rein. Anybody, anytime, any place that she feels safe to do it, she can. I think from that standpoint, a stag is a guy who knows his wife is having sex with other men. She's considered a vixen or a hot wife. Sometimes he's involved, sometimes he's not. I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference between me, other than the fact that I describe myself as a cuckold. And I think a lot of people think that the modern version of cuckold means that there has to be humiliation or some kind of demeaning of the husband. I think that's an improper definition based on my own belief. But I'm not going to argue the point. If that's what somebody thinks they want, or that's the definition, that's fine with me. I hope that makes some sense. The traditional definition of a cuckold was a guy whose wife had affairs and he either didn't know about her or couldn't control her. And back in medieval times when that happened, he was ostracized. So that's probably where this humiliation stuff comes in, but I'm not positive about that. I think the modern definition is, if you come home and your wife's on the couch making out with somebody, you might be a cuckold. I don't know, you know.
And what is it about seeing your wife with another guy or knowing that she fucked another guy? What is it about that scenario that turns you on? And why does it not make you a wimpy guy? Because I think some guys feel like, oh, you know, what kind of man would let another guy fuck their wife?
Well, first of all, I like it because she's really enjoying herself. If she wasn't enjoying herself, I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't want her to be doing this just for me. So I think wives that have sex with other men and their husbands know about it have to be doing it because it's about the wife, not about my personal get-off fantasy. I very rarely ever get any pussy after they've fucked her because she kind of likes to savor the moment. I'm perfectly okay with that. Maybe that's what makes me a cuckold. I don't know. I love to see when I get to watch. There's nothing hotter than watching a guy envelop her. She's a little girl, and see a guy wrap his arms around her, and all of a sudden she just kind of like disappears under him. And I hear the fucking sounds and see him going in and out, and I hear how much she likes it, and I see the look in her eyes when her eyes light up and sparkle, and she looks like she thoroughly enjoyed herself. And then after they have fucked, they lay there, and she looks like she's just a cat that ate the canary. To me, that's hot. Some guys might get insanely jealous and want to kill the guy. I just got a hard on and say, wow, that was really fucking hot. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. I never have. So it works for us. I guess that's the best way I can describe me. It's hot for me. What really is hot is that she will find guys and say, that guy's really hot. I'd do him.
Yeah.
So I know that she's thinking about it. But also the fact that, I don't know if I need to say our age, but we're getting up there. Mm-hmm. And she's a really good looking woman, regardless of how old she is.
Yeah.
And when I see younger guys get turned on by her and older guys get turned on by her, we were in a bagel shop years ago before we ever did anything. And this older guy walks over to her. I'm standing there holding her hand. He goes, lady, you got really hot legs. I was like, yeah, she does. Doesn't she? Thanks for noticing. And she kind of blessed and said, oh, thank you. That to me is a compliment. Why guys get jealous because some guy says, your wife has hot legs beyond me. I don't know.
That turns you on because that's your girl.
It does. You know. And my wife has no problem with me saying, geez, I saw a video of Kathy the other day. She's a really hot looking woman.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we're not going to fuck.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I don't have two eyeballs, you know?
Yeah, but that leads me to my last question that I need to discuss, because so many times when I'm talking to a hot wife, or sometimes when I'm talking to a cock and they're talking about their situation, the way it is set up is this way. The guy loves his girl to go out and fuck other guys, but the girl a lot of the times is not into her guy going out and fucking other girls. Now, I know that that's not the case in your situation, okay? But people are always like, how is that fair? But typically what I find is that the cuckold doesn't really care so much about having variety when it comes to women in his life. That variety he gets by his wife going out and fucking other guys is like the top of the mountain.
Yeah, that's a conversation I've had with my wife. I've said, I don't have to have sex with anyone.
That's what I mean. Yeah, why not? Can you explain to the guys that can't fucking understand that? It's not fair, like the wife gets to fuck other guys. I'm like, the guy doesn't care. He's getting what he wants within when his wife goes out and fucks other guys.
Because my enjoyment comes from her pleasure, not from the physical act of me fucking someone. I just don't need to fuck you to have my wife enjoy a guy fucking her. As a matter of fact, I think it would be hot if you and I watched her get fucked. Right. I don't need to fuck you.
You don't need that variety, but you want your wife to have it because that is a turn on to you.
Absolutely. It's as simple as that. It's a turn on for me. If it ain't a turn on for you, don't do what I do.
Right. That's called then couples that do the thing where, oh, the wife is fucking guys, the guy is fucking. They're more lifestyle people. They're more swingers. They get into that thing. That's their thing. They're couple swapping. They're watching each other fuck other people. Everybody gets to fuck somebody else and they're all happy. But people that are in this lifestyle, the cucks and the hot wives, this is the way it always goes. 9 out of 10 times, the guy could care less about having variety when it comes to women. What he wants is to see his wife's eyes roll backwards while she's getting fucked by somebody else. That, like, that's his porn. Like, it's porn, but it's like his girl in the porn.
Absolutely. It's like watching your own porn movie.
But you get to fuck the porn star.
Yeah. I always look at these actors that get involved in these love scenes. I'm just talking about mainstream straight movies, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you an example. You know, there was an old show, Mission Impossible, that was on, not the Tom Cruise one, but the TV series.
Yeah.
And the two stars in it, Barbara Bain and Martin Landau, were married. And yet she's always pretending to be flirting with somebody or married to somebody else. And here they are working on the same set while his wife is kissing some guy. I would go nuts doing that. That would be so fucking hot for me. I'd probably come in my pants, you know?
And I'm sure some of them feel that same way. They just can't cop to it. Because get so many emails. I know what's downloaded the most. I know what's like a hot topic and what people like. And it's a fucking hot wives cuck episodes, okay? There are a lot of guys into this. A lot of guys aren't living it out, okay? But they wish they were, and it's a hot fantasy to them.
It is. And it's always been a pleasure to talk to you about it. And I know we're going to get the people that say that we're crazy, and I'll get the haters that say, how can you let your wife get fucked by another man? Because it turns me on. And if you don't like it, that's your problem, not mine. You know?
Yeah, I don't see a lot of haters on that, saying stuff like that. What I see the most is what I just brought up and what I wanted to end with was that, you know, that why, oh, it's no fair that he doesn't get other people. I mean, you happen to have another girl that you get to fuck sometimes when you do, but you don't really fuck as much as your wife. You're not out there doing that kind of a thing as much as your wife, even though you could be.
The girl that I see, we don't fuck it. We do other things.
Yeah. Exactly. It's all the BDSM and stuff. And people want to hear that, what goes down with her. You listened to that last episode, but you are saying what I always try to say to people. I'm always having to stick up for my guests and spar it out with them, which I love to do. I love having conversations. I love debating. I love trying to change somebody's mind or open their mind to something that maybe they don't understand. So I dig it, but I wanted you to kind of explain it as the cuck. Like, this is, you don't need the variety. Like, what you want, you're getting. You got your wife fucking other guys, and that's what turns you on.
Kathy, I'm living the dream.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah, and you have a whole blog about your dream. You've been blogging for as long as I've been podcasting, okay? You have as many posts as I have episodes. That's what we were talking about before we started taping. Why don't you give out your blog? I have a huge audience now, so much bigger than when you first started calling into my show. Why don't you give out your blog info?
Okay. All right. Just do a Google search for Cuckold Husband Blogspot, and it'll take you to it.
No. What I'm going to do, okay, that's the name. This is what I'm going to do, okay? I'm going to put a direct link to your blog in the description, and then everyone's going to fucking click on it. You're going to get a lot of followers, okay? Okay, because, and what are they going to see on your blog? Explain.
Oh, they're going to see everything from actual encounters that happened, renditions of those encounters, to sometimes photographs of ourselves edited, and sometimes photographs of that I pick up off the internet to illustrate something that I didn't have one of our photographs for. And they're going to see the comments that the people leave. And I love comments. I wish people, if they click on the blog, leave a comment, good, bad, or indifferent. We just love to read the comments. And then sometimes my wife will post her version of what happened, and I'll post my version of what I think happened. And people seem to really, really like reading what she, and I think she has a flair for erotic writing. I really do. So you'll see a lot of posts by Miss B Denied, which is what I go by.
Yeah, people are going to love it. I'm going to put a direct link to your blog, okay, in the description so people could go there. Also, I have, a long time ago, you sent me like an anonymous pic of your wife and you. I don't know if you have another pic you want to send in. That's what I air. That's what I posted on my Patreon. I do anonymous pics on my Patreon. If you want to, if you have new pics you want to send in or other pics you want to send in, that'd be great. Or I could, I have those other ones of you.
I'll send them in.
Okay, cool.
I think I've got a couple. I think I got a couple. I'll email them to you.
All right, awesome. And then what I'll do is I'll give you free access to my Discord. I think there's over 2,000 people on my Discord now. And Discord, you could post whatever you want. You could send out to those 2,000 people on my Discord your blog post, the link to your blog post. So for people could go there, and my listeners love to talk to my callers. So I will give you free access to that. I'll send you the link when your episode airs. So you could go in and say, hey, I'm Jim, because people have known you on my podcast, especially people who have been listening long term. So I'll send that to you and send me the pics as soon as possible, okay?
I will, and I appreciate it. On the Discord thing, I had had a subscription, and I had a credit card that was compromised, so I had to cancel it. I just never thought to go back on.
Well, now you're going to get on for free. I'm going to send you the link. I should have sent it to you before. I remember sending it a link out to everybody saying, oh, if you were on my show, a guest, here's a free link. But I'm going to send that to you again so you could go on there for free and talk to people.
Thanks,
that's on
Kathy,
the Discord.
You're the best.
Yeah, you're the best. Thank you so much for calling in and talking about this. Because if people
you
need
great work,
thank you. If people need information like this, you're the person to give it because you're the professional cook.
So thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Jim. Again.
Bye.
Bye,
hey everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is Strictly Anonymous. Strictly.